This recording, Ukraine 4, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed to work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from her vet. The letter implied the animal could be suffering from the rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm. Then, singing a tune to her, finally, she administered ether. Her effort was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold onto Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that requires her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned, but this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in a country that no longer exists, Soviet Union. In Kyiv, Ukraine, there is a big monastery, Печерская Лавра. It's a place where the whole Russia actually started from, and it's very, very old. I would say like probably close to 2,000 years or something like that. During the World War II, Germans destroyed the Buddha, or some portions of it. So I was working on the restoration there. Okay, I was skinny, and they would lower me and a couple of other guys into a dungeon. Actually, yeah, it was air ducts. So kind of dangerous and lots of fun. Now that particular building, it's a church, and it's fully restored.